Had this been the custom in our country, I had not been left a poor, desolate girl without friends, without clothes, without help or helper in the world, as was my fate, and by which I was not only exposed to very great distresses, even before I was capable either of understanding my case or how to amend it, but brought into a course of life which was not only scandalous in itself, but which in its ordinary course tended to the swift destruction both of soul and body. But the case was otherwise here. My mother was convicted of felony for a certain petty theft scarce worth naming, vis-à-vis having an opportunity of borrowing 3 pieces of fine holland of a certain draper in Cheapside. The circumstances are too long to repeat, but I have heard them related so many ways that I can scarce be certain which is the right account. However it was, this they all agree in, that my mother pleaded her belly, and being found quick with child, she was respited for about 7 months, in which time, having brought me into the world, and being about again, she was called down, as they term it, to her former judgment, but obtained the favour of being transported to the plantations, and left me about 1/2 year old, and in bad hands, you may be sure. This is too near the first hours of my life for me to relate anything of myself but by hearsay. It is enough to mention that as I was born in such an unhappy place, I had no parish to have recourse to for my nourishment in my infancy, nor can I give the least account how I was kept alive, other than that, as I have been told, some relation of my mother's took me away for a while as a nurse, but at whose expense, or by whose direction, I know nothing at all of it.